WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Today's term sounds like one of those words that you just shouldn't say in public. The term is trochoidal. It's also one of those words that gives me fits when I look it up in the dictionary. Of or pertaining to a trochoid. Wow, that's helpful, isn't it? But if you look up trochoid, you get this definition. A curve traced by a point on or connected with a circle as the circle rolls along a fixed straight line. This term is one of those that you sometimes see associated with the motion of hurricanes. Our most recent hurricane, Dean, was unusual in that it zipped along pretty close to a straight line with very few noticeable wobbles. Hurricanes are large storm systems that rotate in a counterclockwise direction in the northern hemisphere. The mass of these large storms is changing about the center point, thus small wobbles in a tropical cyclone's track can occur as the convection is distributed unevenly within its circulation. This can be due to changes in vertical wind shear or inner core structure. Because of this effect, forecasters use a longer term, 6 to 24 hours, for motion to help forecast tropical cyclones, which acts to smooth out such wobbles. To simulate a trochoidal path, cut a 3-inch circle from some cardstock. Using a piece of legal-sized paper turned on its side in landscape mode, draw a horizontal line about 2 inches from the bottom of the page. On the circle, mark a spot on the outside edge. Now place the circle on the line and mark the paper where the mark on the circle is located. Roll the circle evenly along the horizontal line and keep marking the spot at regular intervals. Now connect the dots on the paper and you'll get the trace of the trochoidal motion. Well, that's another wobbly edition for this week. If you have questions about weather terms that you hear, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.